it's time for us to go into one of my favorite segments, Lorna. We want you to chime in. It's called He Said, She Said.
Oh, Lord.
Because Boss Entertainment Group is definitely from a different planet. He's been my sound guy, my band leader forever. And during our conversations, I'm like, you know what? Is it just me or what? So I feel as if I need backing on some of the conversations that he and I have. Therefore, you know,
he can use all the help he can get, is what she's saying. Yeah, she can use all the help she can get. You know, this is basically what we call the motor intervention, you know, trying to help her out in a little bit. You know, just a little bit.
Did you
just
say the Mona intervention?
The Mona intervention. And saying that.
Tell me about that.
Well, what happened is he moved. Whatever. Right. Pretty hard.
Tell me about that.
Well, what happened is he moved.
We have come to the home run hitting part of the show. And in episode 5, we are still going to call it He Said and. Yes,
she said.
So, Mona, now we went over this last week. Now, last week, I did, you know, I believe we over here thought that it was our moment for the topic, but we were correct that it wasn't. But now we know that this week it is our moment for the topic. Correct?
It's your turn for the topic? Is that what you're asking? I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. What is your topic? You can pick the topic.
I'm so glad you asked, Mona. So, the topic we
have. Here we go.
The topic we have. And this is going to be a little bit, I would say, obscure. And first, once again, we want to, you know, give it up for our special guest sitting in on He Said, She Said.
Miss Lorna Mastin. The Priceless Rubies. Yes.
So, the topic will be, who really should approach whom first when wanting to meet somebody? Very simple, but it's deeper than that. Who should approach whom first when wanting to meet someone? So we're gonna start with, of course, our special guest to get
Lorna, we're gonna start with you.
So who do you believe?
Because he already knows how I feel about it, and I'm ready to chime in. I'm going to go ahead, Lorna, and let you give your answer, and then I will definitely, yes.
And why? The key is not just who, but why.
Wow.
we hit hard and fast here.
I see. Wow. Okay. The doc is coming in the room. Okay. Well, the way I was raised was, a man should approach a woman, okay? And that one of my whys is because that's how I was raised. That's how my dad kind of raised us. At the same token, I'm assuming you're talking about relationship-wise, as in trying to be serious, dating, and all the other stuff.
That could be a part of it.
Right. It could be a part of it. He and I have had many conversations, Lorna, about who approaches who.
Okay.
So right now we're going to keep it on the surface of, let's say you're out, you're at a restaurant.
Initial meeting.
A gentleman that you're attracted to. You know, do you wait for him to approach you to notice you? Or do you feel it's perfectly fine for a woman to approach the man to start the conversation?
Ooh, and I don't want to give too many kind of sub-situations, but for me, it kind of depends on what is the setting. If we are networking or we're in a networking event, then I don't think it's a problem if a woman was to approach a man with the intention on networking, though there's already some interest. Now, if we're in a setting, we're in a restaurant, we make eye contact, I'm not even gonna lie, I would not get up and go approach a man. I never have. I have the personality too, but I just haven't and probably won't. Because I guess my mindset is, if you interested, then you gonna come say something. And if we just go stare at each other, then we just go stare at each other.
I can't wait.
And if you want it to be something else, then you say something. And if you don't, then you're not going to say nothing. But if we're in a networking event and we kind of, you know, I so happen to find this individual attractive, I'm not going to approach you with, hey, can I have your nervous when you go out? I may ask what you do, introduce myself. And from there, if this individual is interested, then they would probably ask for my information. So it kind of varies. I think personality has a lot to do with it. You know, most women are not comfortable with that, which is understandable because society says a man should do the chasing, a man should do the, you know, approaching. Usually that's just, and I know things in society, you know, changing so much, but it kind of varies. But I personally, I would never go approach a dude like, hey, so what's up? I just wouldn't. I have the personality too, maybe because I'm just not pressed. I don't know. But if we're in a certain type of setting, an appropriate setting, a networking specific type of setting, you know, we're there, it's supporting someone else or something else, then hey, how are you? My name is Lorna. And the conversation would start there, but I would never ask for his number.
I got you. No, that's a great response. That's a great response.
I just had this visual though. I had this visual of Lorna just walking to some dude like, so what up though? You know what I'm saying? You know what was popping? I don't see that either. You know what? If that ever happened, I would want to just get, I want to grab some popcorn and just watch it. That'd be cool.
Attention Metro Detroit, this is Ashley Forrester for 2020 vote for the best awards in association with Channel 4 WDIV Detroit. We are pleased to announce that the following businesses and groups are finalists for vote for the best awards. They are the following. For best local band is Roots Vibrations. For best cover band is King Mellow Man and Mellow Runnings. For best American restaurant is Mr. Larry's Cafe. For best podcast is The Reach Circle Project. It is vital to vote for all of these finalists as they seek to gain more to give more back to you. Do not just vote for the finalists that you know or a few of these finalists. Vote for all of the finalists that once again include Roots Vibrations for best local band, King Mellowman and Mellow Runnings for best cover band, Mr. Larry's Cafe for best American restaurant, and The Reach Circle Project for best podcast. All of these finalists must encourage all to vote for all of these finalists. You may vote for each of these finalists multiple times per day and as often as you like. To vote, go to clickindetroit.com and search for Vote for the Best 2020 Awards, or go to the link https://www.clickindetroit.com/voteforthebest/2020/06/01/voteforthebest2020/nominate-now/. Vote now. Let's go Detroit. Oh,